I'm a hard player, hard worker. You know, I got the maturity. Never been in any trouble. I go to work every day at practice, you know, off season, you know, during season, it doesn't matter. I'm coming to work every day. I've played, you know, various positions. I played DN coming into college, and I also played some DN in the Senior Bowl, you know, during the week in practice. So I think that helped me out a lot, you know, as far as being able to get on the edge. But I played three technique in college most of the time. So, I mean, I'm pretty strong at that position. I can even go down and play the one technique. So, I mean, I can play a lot of different positions. I can play either or, it doesn't really matter.
What did you weigh in and measure
today? 292, 6'2", and 6'2 and a half, somewhere around in there.
292, is that where you want to be, or if you want
to
add?
I can add weight. You know, that's just where I want it to be right now, because I played in the Senior Bowl at 288, so that's 4 pounds, you know, of, you know, muscle that I put on. So I can gain weight. I've been 305, you know, I've been the lightest, 285. So either or, you know, whichever the scheme wants me to be, the coach wants me to be, that's what I'll be. EJ is a special player. I think we all seen the Senior Bowl. You know, he did great, you know, and, you know, a lot of people didn't have him ranked as high as some of the other quarterbacks. But I think, you know, with this process, that everybody will be able to see that he is one of the top quarterbacks here. I think he should be the first quarterback taken. I mean, just looking at what he did in the Senior Bowl, a lot of other great quarterbacks were there. And just, you know, even the stuff that he's going to do here, I mean, I think he should be. It's been a great week for me. I just got in yesterday, so it's basically been at the hospital and, you know, still again today, just hospital and work and stuff and doing little tests. But I haven't spoken to any teams this week. You know, I talked to a lot of them at the Senior Bowl. I have a meeting tomorrow with one team, but, you know, I don't know. You know, it's kind of it's the draft. You never know which, other than outside of like the top 10, you know, certified players, you never know where you're going to end up. So, I mean, I'm kind of not even really worried about it. I'm just coming here to do work, you know, and go from there and just see what happens.
As a D-tackle,
the most important drill for a D-tackle here? It'll probably have to be on position drills. I think here the position drills would be the most important things for a D-tackle. Probably I would say the four-bag drill. We step to the right and then come back to the left and then go through. That shows a lot of quickness and agility, and also when we're punching the bag on the ground and then punching one up, that one also. But also the first 10 yards of the 40 is, you know, a big deal for the defensive tackles too, you know, because, you know, ideally that's how far we're going in the play, you know, 10 yards. So the first 10 yards are very important. I can play either. I can play the 3 and the 4-3. I can play the nose, the end, 3-4. I can play the end. I mean, even if I had to play the nose, I would. I would gain weight to play it. So I feel like I can play anywhere on the D-line. Defense. I played 3 technique in the 4-3. And also I played a little 3 when we went to our 3-4. At Florida State, it changed decently when Coach Jimbo took over. You know, that's when we went to more of a read defense instead of an attack defense. So, you know, and that's a big difference. So, you know, that was the only time really. Yeah. Just small mistakes, mental mistakes. You know, coming from different positions and everything like that. You know, we'll have 10 people doing one thing right and one person doing the wrong thing, you know, and that's kind of the story at Florida State for this past season. You know, we had all the ability to go to a national championship and all the talent, but, you know, we just didn't, you know, sometimes people just mess up, you know, and that's a part of life, but that's what kept us from going to a national championship. It's frustrating. You know, we definitely had that as one of our goals coming in from 08, you know, in this class that I've been with all this time. You know, that was one of our goals, to go to a national championship, and not to be able to do it, you know, it kind of hurts. But, I mean, it's one of those things that you got to get over with, you know, and I know a lot of players, you know, are here, so we have to worry about the next, you know, step in our life, you know, but I'm pretty sure the guys there are still going to be going for that same goal.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.